For today's daf is Mi'ila daf hey. Mi'ila daf hey, and we are on Dalet Amud Beis by the two dots. So we just quoted the Abraisa, which is connected to the Mishnah that we had, that we always go by, right, the first Mishnah in the Masechta, where the Mishnah had said, when does Mi'ila occur? So I mentioned that Mi'ila occurs whenever something is defined as Kodshei Hashem, and if at any moment in its history it is not defined as Kodshei Hashem anymore, meaning there is a heter for the Kohanim or for anybody, so then it is no longer subject to Mi'ila, even if a later problem crops up, even if the item becomes Yotzei or Nosar or something in that category, if it had a Shas HaKosher, so then the halacha is that there is no longer any Mi'ila. That's what the Mishnah said back on that base, and that is what the Braisa quoted here in the name of Rabbi Yeshua said on Dalet Amud Beis. So, relating to that, Amar Relay Bar Kapara Lebar Pedas. Bar Kapara said to Bar Pedas, or Bar Pada, Ben Achosi, my nephew, Ben Achosi, is that literally his nephew, Ben Achosi? Is that just a term of endearment? Either way, it's he says, my dear one, Re'e ma ata sho'alani l'macha beis medrash. Go see what you're going to ask me tomorrow in the beis medrash. He's basically saying, we're going to talk about this tomorrow. Go prepare for it. Go prepare for our discussion. What you're going to ask me in the beis medrash. I want to be able to have a proper discussion with you. He didn't give him any specific bar makomos. He didn't tell him which gemaras to look at because they are the gemara. So they just said, you know, prepare the sugya. Go into the svaras. So the Gemara says, what is the issue that he's talking about? So we just said that whenever there is a heter, there is no longer any mi'ila. So the question is, heter of what? There are three choices. Heter shchita shaninu, or heter zrika shaninu, or heter achila shaninu. When we say there is no longer mi'ila, if at any moment, even just for one moment, there was a heter, what does that mean? Heter shchita shaninu, does that mean that all you need is shchita done? Right when shchita is done properly on this karbon, it automatically is considered hutar lakoanim, meaning even if there wasn't a proper kabbalah done. That's what heter shchita means. There was a proper shchita and that's it. Or do you need heter zrika, a heter to do zrika? You had a proper shchita and a proper zrika, and now there is a heter to do zrika. Oh, heter achila shaninu. Or do we say, no, you need even more than that. You need an actual moment of time when the item is mutter to be eaten by the kohanim, meaning after zrika is done, and then something happens to it. If you didn't have the heter achila, so then it is still subject to me'ila. That's not called heter labailam. That is the shaila that Rebbe, that Bar Kapara was telling his nephew to research and to study overnight so that he'll be able to discuss it the next day. Okay, so what is the heter that is under discussion? So first of all, Tosfos here has a couple of important points. Number one, the three lashonos are not parallel. The second and the third lashon mean when you have a heter to do that item, heter, that action. Heter zrika means it's mutter to do zrika. Heter achila, it's mutter to eat. Heter shchita, the heter that shchita brings about if it's done properly. So the first of the three are not really parallel. But Tosfos says, look, the reason it says that, because what should it say? Heter kabbalah? That would be the parallel lashon. A heter to do kabbalah? You don't really need a heter to do kabbalah. This is Tosfos. We're going to do the second half of Tosfos first. Tosfos in the continuation, in the wraparound Tosfos, where Tosfos goes up onto Amud Aleph in the fifth skinny line in that Tosfos. V'yim Tomer, Tosfos asks on the lack of parallelism. Ki hechi de ka'amar heter zrika shaninu, ki nasis ha-kabbalah behechsher, kamochin ha'ila lomar, ki nasis ha-shchita beheter heter kabbalah shaninu. Klamer shabali de heter kabbalah. Right, that would be parallel lashon, heter kabbalah, heter zrika, heter achila. All of those heter mutter to do the following. So v'yesh lomar de lo dami. No, it's not really, wouldn't really work with that lashon. Degabe zrika, shayach shapar lashon, heter zrika. By zrika, fine, you need a heter to do zrika. Why? Lefi shekshin is kabel behechsher as mutter lizrog. When you have a proper kabbalah, then it's mutter to be zorik on the mizbeach. V'im is kabel bipsul also lizrog. But if you had a kabbalah bipsul, then it's also to do the zrika. But by shchita, do you ever need a heter kabbalah? Kabbalah, you do it. Whether it's going to be good or not, it doesn't make a difference. But there's no iser to do kabbalah. You're not being mevaza anything. There's doing zrikas hadam when you're not supposed to do zrikas hadam. That could be a bizayin. That could be an inappropriate action on the mizbeach. But alakinami nishcha bepsul ain't asur lakabel hilchak lo shayach lo my heter kabbalah ela heter shchita klamer shenas is hashchita beheter v'karle heter lakohanim lefishu heter laavodas kohanim. Now it's mutter for the kohanim to continue the avod. That is the first ta'ara. Just in the terms of the language, the heter, the three lashonos are in parallel. But Tosafot says ain't breira. You don't have a choice. You have to say heter shchita instead of saying heter kabbalah. Number one. Number two, Tosfos asks, Heter Zrika Shaninu? What's that day? Again, let's go through it. First day is that all you need is a proper Shchita done, even without a proper Kabbalah. Second day is all you need is a proper Kabbalah done, where you're allowed to do Zrika. And then after that, we say it is, even if you need at least a proper Zrika done, and Achila is allowed. That is the three days. Ask Tosfos, I don't understand the difference between Shita number two and Shita number three. Why don't I understand the difference? Because don't we say once you have a Heter Zrika, Ko Ha'omid Lizrok, Kazarik Dami? So there should be a difference between two and three. Ask Tosfos, now at the beginning of the Tosfos, V'im Tomer, third line of Tosfos, Bishlama. I'm sorry, this is the middle. This is the, it's not for the beginning of Tosfos. We'll get to another question also. So what do you need? Ask Tosfos, V'im Tomar, Bishlama I'amrit heter achila shaninu. I understand if heter achila, that's what it means. Again, what does the Mishnah, the Braisa mean? That's what we're focusing on. What heter is required for mi'ila to disappear? What heter is required for it not to be called anymore Kadshei Hashem? That's the issue here. Tosfos, I understand heter achila shaninu haynu dekarele heter lakonim dehaynu la'achar zrika sha'az mutar v'achila. I understand why that's called heter. Eliamrit heter zrika my heter lakonim ika. What kind of heter lakonim is that? You need a moment where it's mutar lakonim. But what kind of mutar lakonim is it? Oh, they're allowed to do zrika. Great. Why is that called heter lakonim? The Yesh Lomar to Kodem Zrika Nami Karile Heter Lakonim. It could still be called Heter Lakonim then. Mishum to Kivan to Omed Lizro Kizarik Dami. Because it's Kilo Kala Omed. So it's as if the Zrika was done. So that's the question. That's why it's called Heter Lizro. Because you could already foresee the future. But then Tosfos says, so what are you telling me? The issue here is whether you say that then, Kalami Lizrok, if you say Heter Zrik is enough, then you're basically saying Kalami Lizrok Kazarik Dami. If you say Heter Achila is required, then you say Kalami Lizrok Lav Kazarik Dami. So Tosfos says, so why doesn't the Gemara just say, that's the question? Right? If it's already a veiled question like that, but that's before Shana the Gemaras. So if you have Tomer, Tosfos asks, Im kein li ba yalach a kripshim in ikra banan, de pligi baha, because they argue about this elsewhere, dripshim in isle kazarik dami, rabban unless they kazarik dami. So why don't you just say that question explicitly? Vachitema in achinami, mi ba, and if you want to say, in achinami, that's the hidden question, that doesn't work. That doesn't work. Why? Does that ain't know? To imkin my maisi mahat mihani dela kaman that does rikashin in olim reb shimini. Why don't you just say it explicitly? And also, the psakim don't work because the question is brought even according to reb shimin, and we know what reb shimin holds by kazarik dami. So Tosfos says you have to say that this question is not purely a question of kol ha'omei lizro kazarik dami or not. No matter what you say elsewhere, you can say differently here. And Tosfos explicates. V'yesh lomer, top line in Tosfos now. L'kulei alma, de'bein l'Reb Shimon u'bein l'Rabbanan kabay. This question is even according to Reb Shimon, usually old Kazarik dummy, or even according to Rabbanan. De'lo pligi elo le'inyan tumas ochlin. They only argue in the context of Tumas Ochlin, if you're about to do the Zrika, does that already make the Basar that's going to be eaten already give it the status of Ochel? That's where their Machlokas is. Aval le'inyin Achila, lo. But regarding Achila, or our case, you don't say that. Ve'ika le'mi bo'ali b'tetshavayu. And you can say it in either direction. Di'ad kamlokam Reb Shimon kezorek dami. When does Reb Shimon say that you could jump the gun and foresee the future and consider it kezorek el inyan tumas ochlin? Regarding there, to establish something as called a food or not, regarding Tuma, that's where you can say kezorek dami. Aval lopaki kadshe kadshe malachar zrika. But maybe you need more than that to remove the status of kadshe Hashem. That you need an actual zrika. It's not good enough to be omei lizro. So according to Reb Shimon, we have the question. Or the opposite. Oli idav gisa. Diaka lo kamri rabbanon lav kizarek dami. Or you say the opposite. When do rabbanon say his lav kizarek dami? El inyan tumas ochlin. Mishud delo karina bay asher yeachel. Elo laachar zrika. Maybe to establish and imbue an item with food status, that's harder, because you're creating something. Aval hacha, kivadomi lizrok miat paki kachi Hashem, the kazarik dami. Maybe by me'ila, it wouldn't be kachi Hashem anymore. So Tosis says it could go in either direction. Even if you want to say the issue here is dependent on kala omid lizro kazarik dami, that does not mean it's the same machlokas tanoim that appears elsewhere. No matter what you say elsewhere, you could say differently here. So Tosis just mentions these couple of points in order to help us understand this question, the Shaklavataria. Again, when we say that me'il is removed, when it's mutter, lakonim, what does mutter mean? Does it mean mutter to after shchita is done properly? Does it mean mutter to be zorek? Or does it mean mutter to actually eat? That's the shayla. So the Gemara answers at least two out of three shitas. At least two out of three shitas we hold. Chizkiya amar, heter shchita shaninu. Chizkiya says, heter shchita, meaning right after a proper shchita is done, that is good enough, there is no longer me'ila. No longer me'ila. Heter shchita shaninu. Rabbi Yochanan amar heter achila shaninu. No, Rabbi Yochanan says heter achila. You need actually has to be ready to be eaten, which is what we hold. That's how we understood it originally. That you need it at least a moment to be mutter for the kohanim to eat. But that is what Rabbi Yochanan holds, and that is what we hold. We all like Rabbi Yochanan legabe chizkiya. Well, kadshe kalim, we're talking about pashas kadshe kachem. Kadshe kalim, there's no mi'ila beforehand. There's no mi'ila till after. So pashas, we're talking about kadshe kachem. Let's talk about that. Good. So we paskin, the heter achila is what's crucial. And it fits in to the general mitzvah that we hold, that the mitzvah of eating, there is a mitzvah of eating kachem. Right, the mitzvah, separate mitzvahs, I say daraisa, parshas kisisa, v'achlu osam asher kupar bahem, by a kohanim ochlu b'bayim l'skaprim. There's a separate mitzvah, I say daraisa, for kohanim to eat karbanis. The Rambam puts it this way in Hilchos Maaser Karbanis, in the 10th parak, where he says, two tiers, actually, in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't just say it's a mitzvah to eat kachim, but he says, achilas chatas v'asham mitzvahs asay. Eating a chadas and an asham is a mitzvah that say daraisa. Shenemar, v'achol asam asher kubar bahem. Hakonim olachol v'ayin l'miskaprim. V'hu adin l'shar kachim. She'ochlen hakonim she'achilasan mitzvah. It sounds like, even though they're both included, it sounds like it's two levels. Chadas and asham, that is mitzvah that say. And also, other kachim that hakonim eat, achilasan mitzvah. What about a Yisrael eating shlamim? Not mentioned. When he says other karbanis, he's talking about shlamim. But he doesn't say that. That's included. Shar kachim that the kohanim eat, achilas a mitzvah. By the way, the Mishnah HaMelech says, all the kohanim out there have to practice this bracha. Or some brachas we don't say bezman hazeh. Says the Mishnah HaMelech, nireh, demilso de pshitahi, shahakoin mevarech. Asher, when he eats the, they're just like we make two brachas on matzah. When we eat matzah, we say amotzia, we say achilas matzah. When a kohen is going to eat meat, when he's going to eat the bas or the kachim, he's going to say shahakol. Right on the meat, and he's also going to say, "Asher kidishana b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol chatas." Oh, Hashem, that's what the Kohen's going to say. Right, no ba'ava here. Right, but that's the right the b'kedushaso shel Aaron v'tzivanu lechol chatas. He says that's what I think because after all, that's what the Rambam says, and then the Nilkas trumas by eating truma. So I think the same thing would apply by chatas. That's the Mishnah Melech's ha'ara. But that is the Rambam shita. That is the mitzvah say the oraisa. We've quoted in the past the different ideas behind this mitzvah's achila, eating kachim. There's an important Gemara. Let's review some of the sources because we haven't spoken about it in a while. And we haven't seen it inside in a while. The Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamites discusses that earlier in history, there was a special bracha that was found in the Lechem Hapanim. Special bracha, Lechem Hapanim. A little bit, Kohanim ate it, they were satiated, it was unbelievable. Special bracha of the Lechem Hapanim. But, says the Gemara, after Shimon HaTzadik died, says the Gemara, let me just find the line, it has all these differences. Tana Rabbanan, Arbaim Shana Shashim Shimon HaTzadik. With the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was ruled, the Goral always came up Biyamin, and the Lashon Shel Zohoris always turned white, and the Ner Maravi was always Dolik, the Chulu, and there was Bracha Be'isa. But, B'nishtalcha Bracha Be'omer B'shealechem U'lechem Apanim. The Kol Kohen Shemagio Kizayis, and every Kohen that got a Kizayis of the Lechem Apanim, Yesh Ochlo V'Saveya V'yesh Ochlo Mosir. They used to take it, they used to leave it over, a tiny little bit, but there was so much. There was so much, there was leftovers. They were already satiated. Mikan ve'elach, right? Sometimes you get food and you can eat the whole thing and it's not filling. And sometimes a little bit of food, fills you up. Mikan ve'elach, but after Shimon HaTzadik, nishtalcha me'era, ba'omer u'bishtialecha l'blach ma'panim. There was a curse, a me'era, that was sent to, where do we know me'era means curse? Rashi quotes it in Brachos, on Ma'oros. Yehi Ma'oros b'kirya shemayim. Rashi quotes Ma'oros, the same word as me'era. There was a curse. Why was it cursed? Because there was a askara, there was a, Rashi quotes a chazal there, that once something is defined by time, things get worn out. And Rashi says it there. But anyway, it says here, there was a me'era, and here's the key line for us, v'chol kohen magio kapol, every kohen got a bean size of lechem upon him, hatsnuin moshchin es yideihen. The tsnuin amongst them pulled their hand back. They didn't take lechem upon him anymore. V'hagargaranim notzlin v'ochlin. But the gargaranim, the gluttons, used to still take. So what does this line mean? What does this mean? That they got kapul. Rashi says, she'eno kezayis, me'acher she'ro'u she'eno masbia. Since they saw there was no more bracha, hatsnuin moshchines yideim. They used to pull their hands back. They didn't want to take it anymore. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, right here in the daf, isn't there a Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa of Achilas Kachim? So how can you say that they pulled their hands back? So you want to say, oh, maybe this is the Rambam, that it's only Chatas and Asham. Only Chatas and Asham. No. Keep reading the Rambam. I didn't finish reading it. The Rambam says, V'chein Achilas Shiarei HaMenachas Mitzvah Aseh. Shiarei Minchas also Mitzvah Aseh. Shemar Banaseres Mena Yochlo Arun Uvanav. So the Mitzvah Aseh, so how could these Tznuim do this? Isn't it a Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa? Says the Tosfos Yeshanim, Omer Rebbe, the Dafka Magio Kippul, Avo Pekizayis, if they would have been able to get a Kizayis, Lohaya Moshkin Yedeim, Kidimu Lakaya Mitzvah Zachilo, Avo Kan Lohaya Mitzvah Zachilo Lagamre. Here they weren't getting a mitzvah anyway. Kivan Shein Shom El Kippul, Velohayu Svein. They wouldn't have been able to get it. So Tosfos Yeshanim seems to say that they didn't get a Kizayis, and that's why they pulled their hand back. They're not going to do the mitzvah anyway. That's the Tosfos Yeshanim. But Achronim, the Chasam Sofer, quoted in the back here, is it a tshuva? It's in Aruch Chaim Chelek Aleph, but it's also quoted here in the back, in the Maritz Chayis. He says, no, there's a deeper idea here. What's the mitzvah of eating kachim? The mitzvah of eating kachim is not to eat the kachim. The mitzvah is that the kachin should be eaten. It's on the chefs of the car, but it's on the gabra of the kohen. And therefore, they pulled their hands back, not because they didn't want to do the mitzvah. But there are different ways of doing the mitzvah. If you eat it, you're doing the mitzvah. But if you make sure it is eaten, that's also doing the mitzvah. And here, where there was no more bracha in the isa, they felt, you know what? Let the other kohanim eat it. But it's not that they weren't doing the mitzvah. The mitzvah is on all the kohanim to make sure that the carbon is eaten, and therefore it's okay to let others do it. That's what he says right here. He says, "Ubagona Ramosha Sofer Shehav Bezdin de Pressburg Docha Dvarai de Beemes Efshar Lomar de Bechal Achila Mitzvah." This sugya that comes up here also is Chatzis Shir by Mitzos, which we're not touching on right now. But is there a mitzvah to eat a half a kezayis? Says the Chasam Sofer, Imena kezayis minamaso minamar, chayav lecho achapanim kol mashemotzi, v'shayni lechem apanim, de'eno mitzvah hamutal ala prat, rak ha-mitzvah al kol kahani beisav, she'yisachel lechem apanim, v'im nisachel ha-idei acher, gamkin iskayma ha-mitzvah, v'mipizem mashru yideihem, v'nachon, Chassam Sofer says that's why they pulled their hands back. Not because they weren't doing the mitzvah, but the mitzvah was to make sure it was eaten. It was result oriented. So that's why this is good enough. One final ha'ara, and then we'll continue. The Beis HaLevi, Beis HaLevi, who overlapped a little bit in the Tshuva, Chelek Aleph Siman Beis, says, this is all well and good and true by all karbanos except for one. Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is obviously not just a mitzvah to have it eaten, but it's a mitzvah for every gavra to eat it. That's at the beginning of the Beis HaLevi. He quotes that. He says, "V'chilok ish be mitzvah achilas kashon l'mitzvah achilas Pesach." That's why there's a separate mitzvah saseh of eating Karban Pesach, different than the other mitzvahs. The boy dafka kizayis near a pasha to be Pesach umatza havichiyav al ha'adam to whom a chuyav lechol Pesach. Avo mitzvah achilas kachim halo avi mitzvah klal al adam yuchad to halo avi chiyuv akar kafta de gavra. Raka mitzvah de besar kachim yiyu nechalin umish yesh lo besar kodesh harishus biyado litzno la'acher la'achlo v'gamke mekuya mitzvah zu v'yimkein harigamba achal kol achal pachat mikizayis habikachim nisachlu. Fine, and that's what he says. That's why the Rambam, by Karban Pesach, counts Shechit and Achila as two separate mitzvahs, while by Chatas as one mitzvah. Because by Achila, the Achila's Karban Pesach is unique, as we'll touch on hopefully in a little bit also. There might be two elements. Might be the element of the passive element, making sure it is eaten, the Chefsa, and the Chiyuv of the Gavra. But either way, all of that fits in nicely to the fact that we hold Heter Achila. Because the emphasis of the mitzvah of Kohanim eating the karbanos, that plays a central role.
Does that imply that the mitzvah regarding the building of the Mishkan was not result-oriented, since the Nisiyim was severely...
That's a good question. What about the Nisiyim? The Nisiyim who said that we'll just fill in, and the Yud was taken out of their name, so does that mean that Vasili Mikdash was more Maisa-oriented? Could be. I mean, they were held accountable because they not only said that it's we'll get it done, they weren't taking in part in any of it. They weren't taking any responsibility. They were just sitting on the side. So even if you want to say it's result-oriented by the Mishkan, you might say they weren't even involved in the result. They were just staying on the side and saying, we'll come in if there's need. Well, these other Kohanim made sure that the Lechem HaPanim was eaten by other Kohanim. They made sure of that. Here, it's even less. So, unless you say it's more of a Musar Vat as well, you know, even if it's result oriented, you should try to take part in a little bit. Unless they're here in the Gemara in Yom Lavetes, there was a Me'era, there was a curse, they remember what it used to be, so there was a reason they didn't want to take part, but in a Chinami. Okay. Weiter. So says the Gemara. So we have Machlokas Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Rab Zeira lo daika masisa deloka Chizkiya deloka Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah says Rab Zeira is again, like neither of them. It's not like Achila, and it's not like Shechita. Says the Gemara, how do you know that? Tanan, because our Mishnah said, Shalana v'shenitma v'sheyatzas. Our Mishnah said, what are examples of a heter? What are examples where there was a heter l'kohanim if it stayed overnight, or it became tame, or it went out? So, what does that mean? What are we talking about? What was lun, for example? Lav de lun dam. Doesn't that mean that the dam was left overnight? Meaning the dam was ready to be nizrak, and it was left overnight. And what does the Mishnah call that? Heter. It's mutter. That's already called heter regarding we're getting out of Me'ila. Viktani in Molimbo. Vishma mina heter zrika shaninu. You see from there, because you had the heter to be zorek, so that's good enough. So that's against Rabbi Yochanan, and it's against Chizkiya. Because they say the other two shitas. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. Lo, delon, basar. Maybe we're talking about the basar itself. That the basar was left overnight. That, as though the basar was there, it should have been eaten. And it wasn't eaten. And it became nosar. That's where me'ila is removed. Meaning, like Rabbi Yochanan. Heter achila shaninu. Aval dam is darik. But the dam was already nizrak. Mishum hachiktani ein molin bo. So, try number one to ask Akasha, and we answer, no, it could be like Rabbi Yochanan. Tznan. Let's try the other part of the Mishnah. How does Chizkiya explain it? Heter Shechita Shaninu. So it's, we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So maybe this is a Raya. This could be a Raya. Tznan. Ve'ezehi shelo haisala shasa kosher lakonim. What's an example which is not a shas kosher? Right? Lo nitma yatsas was an example of where there was a shas kosher. What's an example where there is no shas kosher? Shenishchata chutz lizmana v'chutz limkoma v'shekiblu psulin v'zarku asdama. That's the last line of the Mishnah and the Brisa. Where you had a shchita, shchita's pigle, shchita chutz lizmana chutz limkoma, or the apostle was mekabel and or zorik. That's our question right now. What does the last line mean? That this is a case, again, where there was not a shas kosher, and therefore the me'il still exists. Kiblu psulin v'zarku asdama. Sehechi dami. Se'i lema dizarku psulin v'kiblu psulin. Is it where apostle did both? You need apostles to have done both? To do kabbalah sadam and zrika sadam? Lama liyadi katarti. What do you need both for? Isn't the voda messed up already, even if the apostle only did one of them? Even if they're one of them, the other would be messed up. So elolav, it must be that you're right. To kiblu psulin v'zarku ksherim. Even if only one of the avodas was done improperly. So what is the Mishnah saying? If apostle did the kabbalah sadam, so that's where there is still meila. Mashma, if a kosher did kabbalah sadam, then there's no meila. Even if apostle did zrika sadam, meaning. Heter Zrika Shaninu. The Ketani Mo'al and Bo. Shvabina Heter Zrika Shaninu. Again, we'll say the Diyak. What's the Diyak? Because now we're understanding the Mishnah as saying, if Apostle is Makabal Adam, then Me'ila still exists. Because there's no Heter. Mashma, that if a kosher is Makabal Adam, then Me'ila is removed. If a kosher is Makabal Adam, that gets you to Heter Zrika. It's not good to eat yet, but you need a Heter Kabbalah. You need the Kabbalah to have been done. So that proves Heter Zrika Sheninu. Again, Kasha on Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan. Answer. Mask answer with a question. Mask if la Rav Yosef. One second. V'isak adaydech ika leflugei hachi. Is that really what the Mishnah means? When it says that apostle, when it says the lashon of kiblu psulin v'zarku asdama, it means either or. We're about to see a similar lashon in a different Mishnah where it does not mean that. And because it doesn't mean that in the other Mishnah, we're going to say it doesn't mean that in this Mishnah. And in our Mishnah, it really means both. And we're going to have to talk about then what the chiddush is then. But that's how we're going to understand it. So Maskel Rav Yosef, do we say that? Hod, it's on Hassam. We have a Mishnah back in Zvachim. Back at Berak Dam Chatas. Remember Dam Chatas? Dam Chatas was in Zvachim, where the whole parak was all about the unique nature of the blood of a Karban Chatas. The Psukim tell us in Parshas Tzav that the blood of a Chatas has unique halachos, different than all other karbanos. The parak tells us, Daber al Arav v'Banav Leimar, Zos Taras HaChatas, Be'bekom Asher Tishachit HaOla, Tishachit HaChatas L'vnei Hashem. Fine, it's done in the Tzafon. Kol Asher Yiga Bivsara Yikdash. Anything that touches the meat of a Chatas becomes Kadosh like the Chatas. That fine applies to other karbanos as well. But this does not. V'Asher Yize Midamala Beged. What happens if the blood of a Chatas, Dam Chatas Shenitas Ala Beged. That's the Mishnah. First Mishnah in that parak, Dam Chatas. It sprinkles onto a Beged. What's the halacha? Asher Yize Aleha Techabes B'Makom Kadosh. You gotta wash it in a separate way. Riku Shtifa and the other, the Kibus. You have to wash that in a separate place. Dam Chatas is Makadesh. Right? Special din. Parak Vav, Pasuk Chaf. One Pasuk and a whole parak in Zvachim. So says the Mishnah there, and here it is quoted, Ditzan Hasam, Chatas Psula. What if you have a carbon Chatas that's Pasul? Does that also have this unique halachas of Dam Chatas that is Makadish, anything that it touches? Says the Mishnah, yes. Ein Dan Dama Kidus, yes, the halachas are the same for a Chatas Psula, and it doesn't matter, we'll see in a second whether it has Shasa Kosher or not. A Chatas Psula does not have these halachas of requiring kibus. Bein Shahai Salah Shasa Kosher v'nifsala, Bein Shalai Salah Shasa Kosher v'nifsala. And it doesn't matter whether it had a Shasa Kosher. Ve'ezohi Shahai Salah Shasa Kosher. What are examples of that it had a Shasa Kosher v'nifsala and it became pasul? Shalana v'shenitma o shayatza. The three cases. La nitva o yatsa. Ve'ezu shalo isla shasa kosher. It's the same as our cases. She nishchata chutz limkoma, chutz lizmana, v'she kiblu psulin v'zarku esdama. Same lashon as our Mishnah. So what does it mean over there? So hey chidami, ilema. Does it mean over there, in the last line of that Mishnah? What's an example where there was no shasa kosher? Kiblu v'zarku psulin. What does that mean? Ilema te kiblu psulin v'zarku psulin. What? It's only if both were done? If the rest of the avoda was done improperly, Kabbalah and Zvika was done by apostle, that's where the Dam Chatas loses its status and is not Makadish anymore. Hu de'inton kibus. They don't matter on kibbutz, but hakibluhu vizarku ozarku ksherim. Damaton kibbutz? What? But if the avoda was done perfectly, then it would still require kibbutz? That's not true. Kari kan asher yaze midama veloshik farhuza. There's a halacha that we already know from there that once rikas adam is done, the leftover dam is not subject to the halachas of dam chatas. So what's the Mishnah talking about anyway? What, you need psulim to do the whole avoda? Even if no psulim did the avoda, even if kshirim did the whole avoda, even if he did the avoda perfectly, still is not going to be a halacha of dam chatas being mekadesh what it splashes on. So what's the Mishnah talking about? That psulim did the kabbalah and the zrika, even if the zrika was done perfectly. Se'ela lavdafka. It must be that the Mishnah is lavdafka, meaning zrika. The Zrika in that Mishnah's Lav Dafka, really Kabbalah is the only Ikar Avoda, the only word that really is meant there. That if a apostle there does the Kabbalah, so that's where it's ruined. But if the Kosher does the Kabbalah, then it's still subject to Dam Chatas. But once Zrika is done, it's finished no matter what. So just like you see there, the word Zrika is Lav Dafka, so Hachanami Lav Dafka, so to an our Mishnah, just throw out the word Zrika. The word Zrika is Lav Dafka, and therefore don't make any diyukim regarding the issue of Heter Zrika Shaninu versus the Shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiah. Good. Says the Gemara, one second. You're telling me that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi put in the word Zrika in Zvachim, and put in the word Zrika in Me'ilah, and they're both Lav Dafka? So why are they there? If you have a Mishnah that says something in one place, and in the other place you have something different, you can say, okay, here's Lav Dafka, throw it in there, Kedei Nasva, Derech Agav. But if you have two places in Shas, where you have this type of discussion, and in both places is Lav Dafka, so what's it doing there? That's the Gemara's next question. Amar Avasi, Imkein, Lamali Lumasitarti. So why are they both there? Look at the top Tosfos, second line. Delo Nichale Lomar, De'en La'akpid, Kisheshnei Makomos, Yishonek Fulos. We'd rather not say that. One place you can say is Lav Dafka, meaning you read one Mishnah in light of the other Mishnah. But if both of them are Lav Dafka, that is more difficult. So the Gemara says, go back to what we said before. Elo la'olam demila Dafka. Really, in our Mishnah, it's Dafka. Over there in Zvachim, you have to say it's Lav Dafka. You can't say it means Zrika there, because no matter what Zrika is done, it's going to remove the special status of Dam Chatas. But over here we could say it is Dafka. The question is, if it's Dafka, then we're back to the Raya that we said before. What was the Raya? The Raya was that Kabbalah owes Zrika. If the Kabbalah was done with the Pasul, so then Mi'ilah is not removed. If the Kabbalah is done with the Kosher, it is removed. Meaning, Heter Zrika Shaninu. As long as you're its mutter to do the Zrika, that is good enough. So that's what our Mishnah seems to prove. Heter Zrika Shaninu. The Gemara doesn't try to get out of this, but we hold Heter Achila Shaninu. But you could say, the Gemara, how can you get out of this? It is Lav Dafka. It's not so bad. Right? It's a hardcore, difficult question, unanswered question. But either way, the Gemara says, you're right, El Olam Demila Dafka. Vaha Kamashman, but if it's true, it's Dafka, so what is the Zrika doing there? What's it teaching me? You don't need Zrika in our Mishnah, so what's it teaching me? So Vaha, Ha Kamashmalan, Depasol Ose Shirayim. What's the added detail in our Mishnah that if a puzzle does the Zrika, what do we need to know that for? It's to tell me the chiddush that apostle creates shirayim. What does that mean? After I shecht an animal, if I was a kohen, no, even if I'm not a kohen, I could be a zar. I shecht an animal, and there's kabbalas adam, and I'm the kohen, and I'm walking to the mizbeach. There's leftover blood. Where's the leftover blood? There could be leftover blood in the cup after I take some of it out to do zrikas adam. There's leftover blood in the neck of the animal. What happens if there's a problem with the dam that I'm zorik? What if I'm zorik at shalobim komo? What if it spills out onto the floor? And even though you're allowed to pick it up, if it had been in the clay originally, let's say I don't. Am I allowed to go back and take more blood, let's say out of the neck of the animal? Let's say it's still the proper blood, whatever we spoke about, increases dam tamsis and dam nefesh, all the different types of, let's say it's still good blood to take out. Can I do that? So the halacha is, According to our Gemara, that a zrika creates that the rest of the blood is shirayim. And therefore you have to dump it. You have to put it either on the yesod of the mizbeach, certain bloods, or on the in the ama that takes out of the mizbeach. Zrika creates shirayim. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that even a zrikas pasul creates shirayim. That's the chiddush. Once you have a zrika, boom, you finished. You can't take any more blood from anywhere. Hakamash lo the pasul osa shirayim. Afagav, meaning. Now we're explaining. Avagav, the kibia apostle vizar, even though apostle did kabbalah dam azrika zadam, the kibia kasha vizar, and then akasha was bakabbalah zarak, lav klumhi, that second kabbalah azrika, do not accomplish anything. My taima, this shirayim ninu, because it's labeled as shirayim, and therefore it cannot have an effect. So that's the extra detail in our Mishnah. Why does it say zrika at all? Zrika's apostle, to teach me that zrika's apostle does something important. It creates shirayim. Says the Gemara, 1 second. If our mission is such a raya, but how could Reish Lakish ask this from Rabbi Yochanan? Right, how could he ask it from him? Pasul Maushi Yasa Shirayim. He asked the question. He asked Rabbi Yochanan. He asked his Rebbe, his brother-in-law, the question. Paul Bashi Yasa Shirayim. V'yomalei, Rabbi Yochanan answered him. Ein lecha davar sheyasa shirayim elachutz lizmano v'chutz limkomo. The only type of zrika that creates shirayim is a pigle or a quasi pigle, which we call pasul, but it's always linked together. Chutz limkomo, holo maratzin lepigulin. Since, as we have this once already earlier in this masechta, because the zrika of pigle does accomplish to make it pigle, right, to create, to finish off the process of yatra amatra kimitzvaso, to finish off the process of pigle, because it does that, that's why it's a significant zrika to create shirayim. So Rabbi Yochanan already answered him. So, but my love, bar mi pasul, doesn't that mean, what's Rabbi Yochanan excluding? Doesn't that mean that if a pasul does the zrika, that's excluded, that does not create shirayim? Meaning it's against our Mishnah's diuk? So isn't that what he meant to exclude? Whereas his lo afilu pasul, no, Rabbi Yochanan was not excluding that. Even a pasul who does the zrika could create shirayim. Ivaha ein lechaktani. He says, only these. Only pigle and chutzlim komo. So how can you say a pasul doing the avodah is included? So hachi kamar. Now this is what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Ein lechadavar she'eno maratze bitzibur va'osa shirayim. There is no avodah that does not work bitzibur, but still creates shirayim. El lechutzazvan v'chutzlim komo. It's a double negative. Right, it means that there's no avoda that doesn't work but tzibur. Right, some avodas work but tzibur. But if you have avodas that don't work but tzibur, if they're not maratza but tzibur, if you have all those avodas, the only ones that accomplish anything in regards of shirayim are pigle and pasul. Meaning pigle. Pigle, if something is pigle but tzibur, you don't say, as we're going to see in a second, tumah hutra but tzibur. You don't say pigle hutra but tzibur. You don't say pigle could work if it's betzibur. If the only carbon that you have is a carbon tummy that was pigle, you don't say it works betzibur. So out of all the problematic cases that don't work betzibur, the only ones that create shirayim are pigle and pasul. That's what he meant to say. Again, ein l'chadavar she'eno maratza betzibur va'osa shirayim el'chud ba'ad v'chudzim komo. Meaning, even though they don't work betzibur, they're still significant. But aval tameh, but for example, tuma, de'isa betzibur, let's say a tameh person that is doing the avoda, tuma would work betzibur. So too, mashvi shirayim. If a tameh person does a zrika, he does create shirayim, because the fact that it works betzibur means it's a significant avoda, and therefore it creates shirayim. But v'shar psulim, but other psulim, de lo isnun betzibur, lo mashvin shirayim, but other psulim that don't work betzibur, that's what's being excluded by Rabbi Yochanan, they don't create shirayim. And our Mishnah would be talking about tameh. That's what you would say. That's what our Mishnah saw. Our Mishnah, where what did we just say up above? Our Mishnah, the reason that Zrik is mentioned in our Mishnah is to teach me Osa Shirayim. That's specifically talking about Tameh. A Tameh person that does the Avodah is Osa Shirayim. Good. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is a huge topic. We discussed it at length Hanukkah time. Why do we have to rely on Tumah Hutra B'tzibur? Why do we have to rely on a nace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why don't we just say Tumah Hutra B'tzibur? We quoted the idea of Rabbi Yosef Engel in the past, where he says, in Masechah Shabbos, that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, or Dechuyah B'tzibur, only applies during the regular avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. But to start to be mechanech the Beis HaMikdash, you can't rely on B'di Evetz. That's important halachically and hashkafically. When it comes to beginnings, it's got to be pure. Tuma Hocha Betzibur is only during, not at the beginning. The Pnei Yoshua there says, you're right, we didn't need it, but it's to show Hashem's love for us. Sometimes Hashem does Nisim, just to show that he loves us. He doesn't quote it, but the Chaim Shmuel Levitz, in a different context, quotes the Nes of David and Goliath. It's amazing. If you look at the Psukim, when David kills Goliath, so it says he hit him with a slingshot in the head, and he fell forward. And Goliath fell down forward. And then David chopped off his head. So the question is, usually when you get hit in the forehead, you fall backwards. You don't fall forwards. So why do you fall forwards? So if Chaim Shmuel Levitz quotes, because Hashem didn't want to be Matriyah of David HaMelech, to walk all the way to the other side of the giant, to chop off his head, let him fall right in front and, you know, and chop off his head. Well, it would have been such a tircha. Yeah, sometimes there are nisim just to give you a pat on the back and to say, no, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves you. The Sotu Bechanaka, right, the Kadosh Baruch Hu just did it for us, even though we didn't really need the nis. There are other examples he quotes in that tzicha, but that is what is quoted by Chanaka. Just one ha'ar, and that is, Rav Schechter quotes in Nefesh HaRav, that we know that there's a halacha of atem afil, this is on page Reitz Tzadik Zayin, atem afilu mutin. There is a halacha that if Bezdin makes Rosh Chodesh even mistakenly, even if they make a mistake about the Eidim, even if they do it b'mezid, they make the wrong day Rosh Chodesh, it still works. That's halacha, atem afilu mutin, atem afilu mezidin. Fine. With that background, there is a problem that he deals with. Mavur, b'sanhedrin mavur, delamanda amar tumah hocha b'tzibur, ein ma'abrenes hashana v'bnei tumah. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, what's one of the nafkaminas between tumah hocha b'tzibur and tuchuyah b'tzibur? Whether you add on an extra month because of tumah. According to the manda amar tumah hocha b'tzibur, you don't have to add on an extra month. Just do it b'tumah. Because it's hutra. It's totally, the tumah doesn't exist. Right, that's that you do whatever you can not to have to rely on it. So that's why you would add on an extra month. Ulodas Rabbi Yehuda afilu bidi eved im ibruha eno muuberes. And according to Rabbi Yehuda there in Sanhedrin, even if they were ma'aber, if they added on a month of the year, they added on a month of the year because of tuma, it's not ma'ubar. It doesn't work according to the Manta Amar of Tumah Hocha B'Tzibur. Ask the Achronim, but don't we say atem afilu mutin, atem afilu mezidin? So the Tzlach answers that halacha of atem afilu mutin afilu mezidin only applies by Kiddush HaChodesh, not by Ibar Hashana. It only applies by adding on a day to a month, not by adding on a month to a year. That's the Tzlach. Problem is that there seem to be Gemaras, the Menchas Chinuch quotes this Tzlach, and others seem to be Mefurish, that we applied that afilu mutin afilu mezidin even by Ibar Hashana. So the question is, why then would you say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you were ma'aber the shana, it doesn't work. What about afilu mutin? What about even by a mistake? So now the Rav comes in. Rav Schechter quotes it. Vanir lomar bazeh. If Bezdin had mistakenly thought tuma dechuya betzibur, not hocha betzibur, and they were ma'aber without saying a word, they were just ma'aber, then in a chinami you would say it. You would say that it works even betaus. The problem is that the Gemara is clear in Sanhedrin, when they were ma'aber the shana, they not only said, they sent out letters to all the Klal Yisrael, they not only said we're going to be ma'aber the shana, the halacha was that they had to write the reason. They had to include the reason that they were ma'aber the shana in the declaration and the formulation of the Ibar Hashana. We're being ma'aber the shana because there's snow on the harvest. We're being ma'aber the shana because it's cold. We're being ma'aber the shana because the grain. All those gemaras, all those letters. Remember those letters in the first parak in Sanhedrin? Oh, look, but Matu, right, we're letting you know that the harvest is not going this year. It's a little late. But the halacha is, Rav Soloveitchik was medayik, that you have to, by Ibar Hashana, you have to formulate the reasons in the takana, in the gzera. So that's why Rabbi Yehuda says Zayin Mubaris, because that's a sheker. If they just did it, then you don't have to write the reason. So then fine, the halacha can stand even without the reason. The reason's in the background. But if you have to formulate it with the reason, so then the halacha is that it falls away if it is wrong. He doesn't quote it, but Mashal Ma'ad Radoma, I've heard from Rav Schechter in the past, Rav Schechter says, why sometimes do we say that if you have a gzera drabanan, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then memela, the gzera falls away. And most of the time, we don't say that. Most of the time we say, even if the reason does not apply anymore, the gzera still is intact. What's the difference? Why sometimes do we say that he says that right, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha quotes in Hilchos Shabbos, why is it that nowadays we don't blow shofar on Shabbos? After all, most of our Rishuyos, most of our cities are only Rishus Rabim Durabanans, and therefore it's only what you're worried that you might carry in a Rishus Durabanan. It's a Gzera, Gzera. You should say the whole Gzera falls away. How could the Mishnah Berurah ask that? Ask Rav Shechter. What do you mean? It's a Gzera, and the rule applies even though it doesn't apply anymore. So Rav Shechter explains, he quotes the Koheles Yaakov, the Mishnah Yaakov's commentary on Maseches Beitza, where he says there are two types of Gzeras Rabbanan. Sometimes the Rabbanan formulate the reason in the Gzera, and sometimes they don't. When yes, when not. If the Rabbanan are knocking out a mitzvah d'oraisa, then they have to formulate the reason in the Gzera. And Memela, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, the Gzera doesn't apply anymore. But if it's not knocking out an mitzvah d'oraisa, stop making a gzeira, then you don't have to formulate it. For example, the Beis Yosef quotes, in Hilchos Birchas Kohanim, the halacha is that a Kohen with blemishes on his hands is not allowed to duchen. Not allowed to duchen. Let's say he's missing a finger. It's not allowed to duchen. But the Beis Yosef says, Bezman Hazeh, when all Kohanim put their talisim over their hands anyway, they're allowed to duchen. So ask Sir Shechter, what do you mean? There was a Gzera. So what if the reason doesn't apply anymore? Because people aren't going to be distracted by their hands. So what if they put a talus over? The reason doesn't apply. The law should still apply. The answer is no. If the Rabbanan were knocking out a mitzvah d'araisa, like they're telling this Kohen not to duchen, so then they have to formulate the reason inside the Gzera, and Memela, what if the reason doesn't apply anymore? The Gzera doesn't apply. And the same thing by Pshofer. That's why the Mishnah Berurah has that problem, because they're knocking out a mitzvah d'araisa. So similarly here, if the takana of Ibra Shana, the reason has to be formulated in it, then it's a sheker. It's a sheker if it's not true. We're being ma'abed Hashana because of tumah, but tumah uchim tzibur. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Even a filu mutin, you would say that it has to go back and it doesn't work. Anyway, it's a little bit one source of tumah uchim tzibur, and let's just finish up now to the bottom. So tashma, let's still try to continue. We're trying to prove again. Hefter shchita zrika rachila hapigol la'olam molibo. That's the brisa. Pigol. You're always mauled by pigle. Lav, doesn't that mean? What does it mean always? Lav de lo zarak. Isn't this talking about a case where you didn't do zrika yet? Meaning what was pigle? Shchita or Kabbalah. You did pigle with shchita Kabbalah. What does it say? There's still me'ila. Vishma mina had the zrika sheninu. Because what do you see? Because there was a shchita and a Kabbalah pigle, that's why there's still me'ila. Mashma, if there was a good shchita and Kabbalah, there wouldn't be pigle. There wouldn't be me'ila. Mashma, again, that hefter zrika shaninu, which is against both of the earlier opinions. The Gemara says, no, lo, zarka. No, this price is, even if you did zrika, that's why there is already, meaning a zrika's pigle still has me'ila. Mashma, a good zrika wouldn't have me'ila, meaning it could prove like Rabbi Yochanan, hefter achila. Umay la'olam, so what's the word la'olam? Teaching me them. Hakamash Malan, Kid Rav Gidel. It's teaching me like Rav Gidel 2 days ago. Dam Rav Gidel Amarav, Zrika's Pigal, Eina Moti, Bedemi Ila, Veina Mevi, Ledemi Ila. Like Rav Gidel Amarav said, that a Zrika Pigal does not remove Me'ila by Kachi Kachim and does not create Me'ila by Kachi Kalim. So it's talking about, though, there was Zrika done. And the Diyah could be like Rav Yochanan, that a Zrika's Pigal doesn't work, but a Zrika's Kosher would work. And once a Zrika's Kosher would work, that's because there is a Heter Achila, and that removes the status of Me'ila. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And Beth Hashem, we'll continue. Everybody should have a good Shabbos, and we'll continue next time.